All right, Randy, I hung out at the top, I'll say 5, 6, 7, pretty much all day. Then he kind of ran into problems on the white flag lap. Like I was just saying a second ago, a little different than what you usually see you go is to the front, but this time he kind of hung back. Was that part of the plan or how the car was running?
No, I didn't want to push it. I've done that and it bit me. And this time I didn't push it and it still bit me. The car was pretty neutral at first, so I knew we were, it wasn't going to be great at the end, so I went as slow as I could during the race. And oh well.
Did you have any fun today? Did you have any fun today?
Not at all.
Any close calls out there other than the last bit there?
Not really. No. No. It was uneventful, boring, stupid ending race.
All right. Who would you like to thank for the opportunity to run on a boring, stupid, pretty monotonous race?
Kenny Locke, John Ricchici, all the crew. You know, the Locke family, the guys that helped me work on the car at my house when we got it down here. Billy Ingersoll, of course, my wife and my family are here. You know, that's what makes it all worthwhile. Good friends, family. You know, they're all here giving me a hug.
Hey, this has been a pretty good season for you in the 37 car and a whole team effort.
Oh, exactly, yeah. I don't care how good a driver you are. If the car is a piece of crap, it's not going to go very fast. He gave me a great car.